Subhuti, what do you think? Can the Tathagata be seen by means of the perfection of a physical body? Subhuti replied, No, indeed, Bhagavan. The Tathagata cannot be seen by means of the perfection of a physical body. And why not? The perfection of a physical body, Bhagavan, the perfection of a physical body is spoken of by the Tathagata as no perfection. Thus does he speak of the perfection of a physical body. The Buddha said, Subhuti, what do you think? Can the Tathagata be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes? Subhuti replied, No, indeed, Bhagavan. The Tathagata cannot be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes. And why not? Bhagavan, what the Tathagata speaks of as the acquisition of attributes is spoken of by the Tathagata as no acquisition of attributes. Thus does he speak of the acquisition of attributes. The Buddha said, Subhuti, what do you think? Does it occur to the Tathagata, I teach a Dharma? Subhuti, if someone should claim the Tathagata teaches a Dharma, their claim would be untrue. Such a view of me, Subhuti, would be a misconception. And how so? In the teaching of a Dharma, Subhuti, in the teaching of a Dharma, there is no such Dharma to be found as the teaching of a Dharma. On hearing these words, the Venerable Subhuti asked the Buddha, Bhagavan, will there be any beings in the future, in the final epoch, in the final period, in the final 500 years of the Dharma ending age, who hear a Dharma such as this and believe it to be true? The Buddha said, Neither beings, Subhuti, nor no beings. And how so? Beings, Subhuti, all beings are spoken of by the Tathagata, Subhuti, as no beings. Thus does he speak of beings. Subhuti, what do you think? Did the Tathagata realize any such Dharma as unexcelled, perfect enlightenment? The Venerable Subhuti replied, No, indeed, Bhagavan. The Tathagata did not realize any such Dharma, Bhagavan, as unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. The Buddha said, So it is, Subhuti, so it is. The slightest Dharma neither exists nor is found therein. Thus is it called unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Furthermore, Subhuti, there is nothing in this Dharma that is different or not the same. Thus it is called unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Without a self, without a being, without a life, without a soul, without any difference, is this unexcelled perfect enlightenment that is realized by means of all auspicious dharmas. And how so? Auspicious dharmas, Subhuti, auspicious dharmas are spoken of by the Tathagata as no dharmas. Thus does he speak of auspicious dharmas. Moreover, Subhuti, if a man or woman brought together as many piles of the seven treasures as all the Mount Sumerus in the billion worlds of the universe, and gave them as a gift to the Tathagatas, the Arhants, the fully enlightened ones, and a noble son or daughter took but a single four-line verse of this teaching of Prajnaparamita and made it known to others, their body of merit, Subhuti, would be greater by more than a hundredfold, indeed, by an amount beyond measure. Subhuti, what do you think? Does it occur to the Tathagata, I liberate beings? Surely, Subhuti, you should hold no such view. And why not? Subhuti, the being does not exist who is liberated by the Tathagata. Subhuti, if any being were liberated by the Tathagata would be attached to a self. He would be attached to a being, attached to a life, or attached to a soul. Attachment to a self, Subhuti, is said by the Tathagata to be no attachment. Yet foolish people remain attached. And foolish people, Subhuti, are said by the Tathagata to be no people. Thus does he speak of foolish people. Subhuti, what do you think? Can the Tathagata be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes? Subhuti replied, no, Bhagavan. As I understand the meaning of what the Buddha says, the Tathagata cannot be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes. The Buddha said, well done, Subhuti, well done. So it is, Subhuti, it is as you claim. The Tathagata cannot be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes. And why not? Subhuti, if the Tathagata could be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes, a universal king would be a Tathagata. Hence, the Tathagata cannot be seen by means of the acquisition of attributes. On that occasion, the Buddha then spoke two verses. Who looks for me in form, who seeks me in a voice, indulges in wasted effort. Such people see me not. A Buddha is seen by means of the Dharma. The Dharma is a teacher's body. The Dharma itself isn't known, nor can it be known. Subhuti, what do you think? Was it due to the acquisition of attributes that the Tathagata realized unexcelled perfect enlightenment? Subhuti, you should hold no such view. And why not? Subhuti, it could not have been due to the acquisition of attributes that the Tathagata realized unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Furthermore, Subhuti, someone may claim that those who set forth on the Bodhisattva path announce the destruction or end of some Dharma. Subhuti, you should hold no such view. And why not? Those who set forth on the Bodhisattva path do not announce the destruction or end of any Dharma. Furthermore, Subhuti, if a noble son or daughter took as many worlds as there are grains of sand in the Ganges and filled them with the seven treasures and gave them as a gift to the Tathagatas, to the Arhans, to the fully enlightened ones, and a Bodhisattva gained an acceptance of the selfless, birthless nature of Dharmas, the body of merit produced as a result would be immeasurably, infinitely greater. And yet, Subhuti, this fearless Bodhisattva would not acquire a body of merit. The Venerable Subhuti said, but surely, Bhagavan, this Bodhisattva would acquire a body of merit. The Buddha replied, indeed they would, Subhuti, but without becoming attached to it. Thus do I speak of acquiring. Furthermore, Subhuti, if anyone should claim that the Tathagata goes or comes or stands or sits or lies down, Subhuti, they do not understand the meaning of my words. And why not? Subhuti, those who are called Tathagatas do not go anywhere or come from anywhere. Thus are they called Tathagatas, Arhans, and fully enlightened ones. Furthermore, Subhuti, if a noble son or daughter took as many worlds as there are specks of dust in a billion world universe, and by an expenditure of limitless energy ground them into atoms, what do you think, Subhuti? Would there be a great pile of atoms? Subhuti replied, so there would, Bhagavan. So there would, Sugata. There would be a great pile of atoms. And how so? If a great pile of atoms existed, Bhagavan, the Tathagata would not have spoken of a pile of atoms. And why not? Bhagavan, this pile of atoms of which the Tathagata speaks is said by the Tathagata to be no pile. Thus does he speak of a pile of atoms. Also, Bhagavan, this billion world universe of which the Tathagata speaks is said by the Tathagata to be no universe. Thus does he speak of a billion world universe. And how so? Bhagavan, if a universe existed, attachment to an entity would exist. But whenever the Tathagata speaks of attachment to an entity, the Tathagata speaks of it as no attachment. Thus does he speak of attachment to an entity. The Buddha said, Sabuti, attachment to an entity is nonsensical and inexplicable. Yet foolish people are attached. And how so? Sabuti, if someone should claim that the Tathagata speaks of a view of a self, or that the Tathagata speaks of a view of a being, a view of a life, or a view of a soul, would such a claim be true, Sabuti? Sabuti said, No, Bhagavan. No, indeed, Sugata. Such a claim would not be true. And why not? Bhagavan, when the Tathagata speaks of a view of a self, the Tathagata speaks of it as no view. Thus does he speak of a view of a self. The Buddha said, Indeed, Sabuti, so it is. Those who set forth on the Bodhisattva path should know, see, believe, and understand all dharmas, but do so without being attached to the idea of a dharma. And how so? The idea of a dharma, Sabuti, the idea of a dharma is said by the Tathagata to be no idea. Thus does he speak of the idea of a dharma. Furthermore, Sabuti, if a fearless bodhisattva filled measureless, infinite worlds with the seven treasures and gave them as an offering, and a noble son or daughter took but a single four-line verse of this teaching of Prajnaparamita and memorized it, made it known, recited it, mastered it, and explained it in detail to others, the body of merit produced as a result by that noble son or daughter would be immeasurably, infinitely greater. And how should they explain it? By not explaining. Thus should they explain it. As a lamp, a cataract, a shooting star, an illusion, a dewdrop, a bubble, a dream, a cloud, a flash of lightning. View all conditioned things like this. All this was spoken by the Buddha to the delight of the elder Subhuti. And with what the Buddha said, the monks and nuns, laymen and laywomen, and all the devas, humans, asuras, and gandhavas of the world were also greatly pleased. Thus ends the holy diamond cutting Prajnaparamita and Mother of Buddhas.